Today on The Grid, it is Blind Photo Critique Day, where we crush the hopes and dreams of photographers all over the world by telling them what their photos really look like. The Real Rocket Man is out on the road this week, so I'm flying solo, but we've got some very cool giveaways for some folks who are watching the show live. It is going to be a fine, fine day on The Grid, and it all starts in just 23.2 seconds. Let's go!
The Grid is brought to you by Platypod, the tripod alternative that is changing the world. Everybody has a Platypod. You should too. Go to platypod.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another live episode of the... That's just a really odd... Is this on purpose? Guess who's on the jib today? I just want you guys watching to guess. Does that look like a wand move? No, it doesn't. Juan's here, but he's on another post. Wow. Oh, don't try to make up for it now. It's too late. Anyway, welcome everybody. Yes, it's Dobson on the jib. Welcome. Lots of cool stuff happening today. Mr. Kuna is out on the road, and so he will be back next week. I hope be back next week. He might have 2 weeks on the road. I don't know. It's hard to keep up. But anyway, going to have a great show for you today, I think. It's Blind Photo Critique Day, so we've asked people to send in images. Tons of people did. And so we're going to be looking at some of those and giving honest critiques in just a moment. This weekend starts the photography show in the UK. Tomorrow I'm flying to swinging London. I'm going to take a train from London up to Birmingham to the NEC, which is the big convention center there. And it's a huge photography show, tons of classes, tons of vendors, tons of everything. It's a great, great show. If you're in the UK or we're looking for an excuse to go, it's wonderful. So you can go. Also, tomorrow night's Thursday. I leave tomorrow. Friday night, I'm shooting a rugby match. That's right, I'm shooting a Major League Rugby match. And I've been watching rugby and watching videos on the rules of rugby and all. What a cool game. Super, super. I was really surprised at how cool it was, because I don't know why it's not bigger here in the States. It should be huge, because it's very, very exciting and interesting and just cool. And it's very, for people that like football, you know, like American football, it's like the next best thing. I'm telling you, it's happening. I'm excited to be able to shoot it tomorrow from the sidelines with the team photographer. So that's tomorrow. And that's Friday. And then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I'm doing book signings and teaching at the show. Hope you'll get a chance to go. It's photographyshow.com. All right, what else is coming up? Joe McNally is doing two things. He's doing his Ellis Island workshop. So twice a year he does it. He's going to be doing one in, I think, May and one in September. And I know people that have been to it. Friends, I mean, Cheeky Nando has been to it, and they rave about this workshop. And it is on Ellis Island up in New York. So that's coming up here shortly. And you can go to fancygirlsstreetboy.com/Ellis-Island-info. What an easy, easy website that is. fancygirlsstreetboy.com/Ellis-Island-info. If you just go to Google and search for Joe McNally plus Ellis Island, you'll find it. It's just like that. All right, what else? Oh, also, Joe's got a workshop coming up here. It's a six-day intensive deep dive. It's called the Complete Photographer's Workshop. It is going to be an unbelievable event. You can go to kelby1.com/workshops and watch the video there. If you watch the video, it's going to make you want to go like you cannot believe. Joe is the most inspirational guy, and he describes what this workshop's going to be like, and you realize there's probably never going to be anything else like this. That's June 2nd through 7th, and it's here in the Tampa Bay area. Actually, I believe it's in Safety Harbor, Florida, which is, you know, just very close to here. All right, what else is left? I've got two spots left for my travel photography workshop in Santorini, Greece in May. So if you want to come with me and Eric Kuna, we're going to be in Santorini teaching travel photography, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing thing. It's at scottkelbyworkshops.com. We'd love you to come. Then we got the Lightroom Conference coming up. The Lightroom Conference is our next one up, and it's very exciting. It's always one of our best attended events. Go to Kelby One Live for all the details, but that's coming up April 16th and 17th. Should be awesome. It is a great conference, and we got some great instructors, great classes, lots of great stuff coming up there. I've got another workshop in Antarctica. My first time in Antarctica. That's coming up in February of 2025. So scroll down a little, look at your pros. What? That's validation right there. It says you're pro. That's me. Thank you. Thank you for circling that. I love the cursor play today. It's very, very on the money. Anyway, that's it. I do have an interesting, weird Photoshop thing for you. All right, let me open up Photoshop here. Give me a second. I'm going to pop an image open. And I want to show you something weird that Adobe did. Let me open up. Give me 1 second. I want to grab an image. And I want to show you something that Adobe did that's going to make you go, well, why did they do that? And that's exactly what I feel like. Okay, so let's open up Camera Raw. Here's the weird thing, and this one caught me by, I had to do research to figure this one out. All right, so I want to do the lens correction or something. So I go down here to the lens correction panel. It's called geometry, and it's called a lens correction, or excuse me, it's called transform in Lightroom, and it's called geometry panel in Camera Raw, but it is the exact same thing, the exact same stuff written by the same person. It's exactly the same. So anyway, I go over here one day and I go, wait, it's gone. Like, it's just missing. It is not here. What in the flip happened to it? So then I figured it's hidden. So you right click over here and you go panels, and these are the panels you can hide. It's not here either. It's not even listed in the panels. What happened? Here's what happened. For reasons unknown to me, they moved it to the crop tool. So if you choose the crop tool, there's no cropping. There's no crop tool. It's just the geometry ones. Now, that's if you open Camera Raw as a filter. All right, if you open a raw photo and it's still in its raw state, you can crop, but the geometry panel is now buried there. The only reason I could possibly come up for this is maybe they're gonna add some new panels and they needed room. I don't know, but anyway, if you're searching for it and you use Lightroom and Camera Raw and you're like, what happened to the geometry panel, which should be named the transform panel? Well, I'll tell you what happened. It's moved under the crop tool. All right, so that's your public service announcement for the day. All right, are you guys ready to look at some images? I imagine we are, so let's get rolling. Let me make sure there's nothing else on my to-do list. Oh, giveaways. There are stuff. We're giving away the handle, right? The Platypod handle. That's it right there. We're gonna be giving one of those away. Giving away a copy of my book, the Photoshop book for digital photographers. Just got an email today from an instructor who uses this book in my classroom, in their classroom. And I hear from instructors all over the world with questions and comments and stuff that this is the class material that they use in their classrooms. And in fact, that one is a college. This one is my latest book, How to Do That in Photoshop. How do I do that in Photoshop? I don't know. But this book can tell you, because I really have no idea. But this book can tell you. All right, what else are we giving away? Let's see. We are giving away V-flats. Oh, yeah. The most versatile light modifier on the market. These things are awesome. We have them and use them in our studio. Somebody in the U.S., because it's U.S. shipping only, is going to win this one today. We're also giving a copy of On One's No Noise 2023. Be the last one to get it before it goes. The new one comes out next week, which is the 2024 version. We're also going to do a Retouch for Me skin tones plugin, which is an awesome, awesome plugin. The AI that they're using, I can't even imagine. It is a high-end tool, and you're going to win it. Also, for new customers only, we got a giveaway from our friends at SlickPick. SlickPick is giving away a 1 year of their classic gallery plan, which is they do portfolios for photographers, not for anybody else, just for photographers. And they've got great layouts and great stuff. And look, all the people that are on there, including me, I use them as well. I have been for years. And how do you enter this contest? All you have to do is leave us a comment of any kind. Just when you leave the comment, tell us what it is you want to win, so we don't just send you something. Randy, some quick shout outs. James Gordon Patterson is in Phoenix, says howdy. Shell is here from SoCal. Jim says, greetings from Minnesota. Josh is here from D.C. Marianne says, love my Wednesdays with the Kelby Groupies. Thank you, Marianne. Ann says, hello from my elliptical machine at the gym. Let's go. Stuart, Stu, honest critiques. You never said honest. Oh, yoy. Liesl, hi, Liesl. Kelby One instructor Liesl Walsh says, hello from Venice, Florida. Had fun doing the blind critiques last time. It's not going to go as fun this time, Liesl, I can tell you. And Dalton Am says, good morning, Scott, and the Grid Nation from Los Angeles. We're not going to get to see these today, but I saw some underwater photos that were good enough to be Dalton Ham or Kelly Jones quality underwater stuff today. But we do have a bunch of stuff. That sounds bad, but let me pop it in the thing here. But we have a mixed bag today. We have some very, very nice work. We have some mad work. We don't have any terrible work. But we have some shots that are kind of like, But that's the way it normally is, right? So let's take a look, and it's opening up here. Come on, there we go. All right, let's take a look at these first shots. Here we go. So we got three shots. I'm gonna just go through the three, and then we'll comment after them. We got some work to do here. First off, this white vignette, it's so out, I don't know it's ever been in. Now, your grandmother in the 1920s would probably like this look. I don't think a young person would, because it's not happening. So if I could, I would ban the white vignette from Lightroom or Camera Raw, because it's... So just, we're not even going to talk about this one because it's that bad. This is the best of the three. The lighting is kind of flat on her, but it's at least she's in the shade and it's not dappled light. The background is quite a bit too bright in a relationship to her. And she's not giving you anything. She's not looking right at the camera. She's kind of, it's almost like she was posing for a photographer standing next to you. And that may have been the case instead of you, because her eyes aren't really connecting with the camera, and her expression's kind of blah, and her, it's just not, I'm sorry, it's just not happening. It's okay. It's the best one of the three by far. This one, I don't know. I want to be able to help you. I'm not sure what to tell you. This is certainly not a very flattering look. What I would do is go look at pictures of people posing with cars and come up with a great pose. That ain't it. It's a very unflattering pose for your subject. And the car itself is in all kinds of dapple lights, so there's all kinds of reflections and stuff. I mean, these look like you did senior portraits, right? These are probably senior portraits. You know who's got a great class on senior portraits is, whoops, that's not good. Jim Smelzer. If you go to Kelby1.com and look for Jim Smelzer, he's got some great classes. There's a lot of great classes out there on senior portraiture, and you need to see these. They're not awful, but they're not good. They're like it's the kind of thing where if I hired you, so my daughters would be getting her senior portraits, right? She's 17. And if you brought me these, I'd be asking for my money back. They're not good. I'm sorry. We're supposed to give honest critiques. These are... Let's move on. I'm sorry. Those are... All right, let's see what else we got. All right, here we go. We've got a car with a mask hanging in it. It's a dirty car, dirty windshield. Got a boat. We got some funiculars. All right. I think this is the best shot of the three. The angle that you're at doesn't do much for what a funicular is, right? So they're going up and down a mountain, but the cars are flat, right? So everyone in there is screaming as they race down like a roller coaster. Like one of those is going up and one is going down. I don't think it's a great angle to show it. The post-processing is okay. The composition's not terribly bad. It's a little, the perspective is a little off, but it's the far and away the best. This one, what the hell happened here? The boat that is your subject is out of focus. It's just straight out of focus. I don't know what to tell you. Look, it's out of focus. Like your subject is out of focus. And what's bad is this dock in the background and that water back there is. This is a photo you throw in the trash. I'm sorry, it's out of focus. The thing that you're shooting is out of focus. I don't mind it other than, I mean, it's kind of dirty, all this junk. I'd have got rid of all this stuff, but that pales in comparison to the fact that you missed the most basic essential thing is you got to get that in focus. This one, I guess you're going on the interest of the fact that someone hung that mask on the, it's not a very good photograph, but it does document the fact that someone put a mask on their car. Gosh, we're off to a bad start. I'm sorry. The whole idea is honest critiques. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the last one's okay. The other two, yeah. Come on, give me something better. Well, that's kind of good. Yeah, that's all right. I mean, if it were me, I think I would darken. Let me see if I can do this real quick. I would darken this a lot because it's almost as bright as the animal and that shouldn't happen. So go to masking, go to linear gradient and darken this. And I think I would darken that over there. Wait a minute, I need to go the other way. Yeah, there we go. I would darken that, and then I would add another mask and do the same thing. Another linear gradient, darken it about the same amount and go this. Oh, not that way. This way. Darken that side. So the animal really stands out. You might even do the bottom too. But I'm going to show you side by side of what I mean here because you'll see what I'm talking about. See what I mean? The one on the left, you know, the wall is as bright as the animal, and you don't generally want that. So just darken that up, and I think you got a nice shot. It is a nice shot. And, you know, anytime you can pull off a good shot in, like, a zoo or something, it's pretty good. That's pretty interesting. I think it's a little bright on the bottom, so you could probably fix that pretty easily with a little linear gradient, my favorite. Let's pull it up here. And the white balance might be a little blue. Let's go see. Let's go to color. Because I'm looking in his fur here. It doesn't look white. Let's warm it up a little bit. There you go. There you go. All right. Let's put those side by side. This is just a minor thing, right? It's not huge. But darkening that and getting the white balance in there. And it wasn't a huge white balance move, but I think it is better warmer. And I think darkening that area on the bottom is going to help you too. And so, and what's weird is, and it's natural that the top of his head is darker or her head is darker because of this overhang. But I think it's a good shot. Look at this. This one's engaged with the camera. This one's looking not to the right of me, not to the left of the camera, but right in there. I think it's a good shot too. I think these are both good. So far, we're doing good. Let's hope the last one. Let's see. Oh, it's pretty good. It's a little smoky in the background, which could be good. It's a little... See, I would like this better if that stuff wasn't behind it. I wonder if you could kind of just clean up this area here. Just like right in here. All right, we're going to cheat here. Let's do this. Let me open it in Photoshop. What if we, I don't know how this is going to work. It's always a gamble. But let's just say that we went right in here and got rid of that. Just so you have some separation here. And then we went to, let me resize my screen. Hold on, because I don't see the, oh, heck, the generative fill thing is missing. contextual tax bar. Let's go. Let's hit generative fill and deselect or generate and see what happens. I'm hoping it'll just take it away and put more water there, but we don't know. You don't know what this thing's going to do, but sometimes it's a miracle. A lot of times I can't, wasn't doing what I wanted. Neither did that. And neither did that. But if you could just clean that up rubber stamp tool or something. I think a little separation between that and there would help, would go a long way, but still not a bad shot at all. All in all, thank you for doing better than the first couple ones did. Woo. That was scary. All right. Number four. Let's see what we got. Oh, now let's go. Wow. Do I like that shot? Woo. That is great. That is such strong graphic lines. It's very interesting. And that little pop of red in there at the back of the engine is terrific. That's a cool shot. These are so artistic. Oh, these are terrific. This is an artist's eye and a designer's eye. They are getting it done. And that's, it looks like an old Connie, a constellation. Very nice. Oh, these are beautiful. Whoever did these, let's go. These are terrific. These are so good. Well done. I love that. It's aviation photography as art. Those are terrific. Really, really, really great. Let's see what we have here. Well, that's nice. That's beautiful. Gorgeous. Looks like a calendar. Oh, that's nice. A little bright behind the bears, and it's a little bright on this one bear's back, but you know, that's minor stuff. That's good. That's good. You even have a bear there on the right. You got a bear in the air. These are great. These are nice. You're doing really good. Keep up the good work while we're blowing through these. This is easy. Let's see what we have here. Couple of owls. Not crazy about the gray, but I like they're nice and isolated. You might just put a, let me see how it would be. Put a little blue in that background. So let's go here. And sometimes it looks stupid. Let's go sky. And let's just go to color temperature. Put just a tad of blue in there. I don't know. I think it's better with a little bit of blue. I mean, if you go too far, it's going to look stupid. But let me just show you the difference. Well, that didn't do the side by side, did it? What, did I hit the wrong button? Oh, I think I did. Ooh, let's go down here. Yeah, see, I mean, I would rather see a little blue than a little gray. But I think that's pretty nice. It's nice and sharp. It's crisp. That's a nice shot. Next up. This is my favorite by far. This one is pretty good, but I think you need to do something with that background and a little bit with the foreground because it's just kind of messy. I mean, you've got the right animal. The animal's engaged with you, and they're looking at you, and it's sharp and it's crisp, but I wonder if we can. Let me go over here to lens blur, and let's turn it on and see if, give it a minute to do its thing and see if that helps. Just reading a thing. Yeah, that does help, but it doesn't help enough. Let's crank it up. Reading a thing this weekend about separation in wildlife shots and what an important thing that was to separate the animal from the background. It's still, I think, is it still doing it? All right, let's put them side by side here. Yeah, just eliminating those distractions in the background really helps a lot. The foreground, you could, you know, work a little on that. You can actually paint in on the foreground and put a little of the bottom of the screen out. But I think I might just go and take clone these stray ones, just clone them out of there. They're not helping the shot. This one, clone that out, get rid of these couple. And then there's a little brush you can get down here, right here at the blur brush. And I think I would make it kind of big and maybe put a little row of blur right here at the bottom. So it's more, you know, like it would, I might have gone a little too far there. But anyway, yeah, that, but and it probably wouldn't be that much blur, but a little bit there, and maybe a little vignette wouldn't hurt. Actually, cropping in wouldn't hurt. Actually, cropping in might do a lot for this one. Let's say we went in here, got rid of some of that stuff. Yeah, that's better. You get the background out of focus, you get in there, but it's just not, it's not really popping like it should. So you could, you might be able to go to masking, go to select subject. Let's make it a little brighter, add some contrast, and we'll do some whites and blacks, kind of make it just pop off there a little bit more. Let me just turn off that. See what I mean? See, I was kind of just blending in. You need to make it pop off a little more, but still good, still good. Stuart says, and he's right, if it's not helping the shot, it's hurting the shot, right? That's a very famous quote from Henry Matisse, and Stu's right. He's like, if it's not helping, that stuff wasn't helping. That stuff was hurting, so. But overall, I think you're doing well. I think you're doing good as a photographer. These are little things you could do in post to, you know, make them stronger, but, I mean, you're getting the shots, so good on you. You know what? We're going to take a short pause. When we come back, we got more images to look at. And like I said, it's running the gambit today. We got off to a bad start, but things are getting better. But it could go bad at any time. So stick around. We'll be right back.
This segment of The Grid is brought to you by Canon.
All righty, welcome back. Got a couple of quick shout-outs. Ronald's here from Cheshire, Connecticut. Paul's here from a gray London. Jenny's here from Ohio. And Deborah from Atlanta. D.A. Tate, hello from Idaho. Thank you guys for joining us very much. All right, let's look at some more images. Let's take a look at this one. Now, I'm a sucker for spiral staircases, so this was pretty easy. And I think that's really nicely done. Beautifully done, right up to the sky. That's nice. That's nice. this is nice, except for this. I know that it's really there. I think I would take it out. I know that that's really there, right? It looked like a mirror or a lamp. But I think I would take that out. And that's easy enough to do, right? Let's see if I can open it up in Photoshop. I think I'd get rid of that. Just because it's like, it makes you stop and go, what is that? And as the as Stu mentioned, if it's not helping, I don't think it's helping. Let's do content aware fill. Wow, that didn't go well. All right, generative fill it is. We'll hit generative fill and generate. Give us a good 10 to 12 seconds and we'll see if lightning strikes here. Didn't do well last time, which I was surprised. It usually does better than that. There you go. And you could try A or B or C. Actually, C looks okay. Actually, A looked okay. Let's see if any one of those. I think it just looks better than this. That just seems like a weird thing to be there. But I love them. You're doing great. I love spiral staircases. There's all kinds of spiral staircase things just on Instagram. So give those a look if you are into spiral staircases like I am. All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, look at it. Let's go. Very nice. Look at the like the trails behind the heat. That's nice. Boy, it's so sharp and crisp. Oh, look at that. What nice prop blur there. That's beautiful. Got like the full rotation and great access. And wow, look at this thing. Wow. It's popping flares or what are those called, Dobson? They're not called flares. Flak. All right. Wow, these are great. These would make Larry Grace proud. These are good. These are very, very nice. Well done. I don't know what to tell you. You're killing it. All right, moving on. That was easy. You're killing it. Move on. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to open these in Camera Raw because they're not very big. I don't know why they're so small, but Camera Raw. Ooh, look at this. Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, that's so nicely lit and so delicate. Gorgeous. I'm not sure what I'm looking at, but I like it. These two I love. I mean, obviously the lines of the violin are very beautiful. They're very sensual. How do you say in your country? Sensual. That's very sensual. That's nice. It's undulating. Repeating patterns, very nice. And this, I'm not sure what it is, but I like it. So, I mean, these are all kind of, I don't want to call them abstract, but these are very artistic looks at these. And they're very nice, just very, very nice. Great, beautiful, done. I have no critiques or anything in post or anything else. Just keep doing what you're doing. Let's look at these. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I think this is very compelling and it has kind of a bit of a timelessness to it. And so does this. It kind of looks old fashioned and the way like you compose this. Well, I like your setup too. It's kind of interesting the way you've set it up on this graduated background with the white. I think both of these really work and they're really interesting. Just the lighting and everything and the aspect ratio. This one just looks like, oh, you shot this in the lobby. I don't know. It doesn't look like kind of anything, but these two are awesome. I would say stay with this, build a series that's like this. Looks like maybe these are in Vegas, right? Stick with this and do more of this type of stuff. I think you're on to something there. I think you really are. This one's it's the lobby. Looks like maybe you took it with your iPhone, but these two, I'm telling you, you're on to something there. A whole series of those, woo, that'd be nice. That's, I think you're on to something. Let's see what else we got. Oh, now let's go. Look at this. How do you, okay, I was going to say, how do you take this? It's not from above. I'm sure they're turned sideways. Looks like an RAF tag. Look at the insignias on the wings. The Royal Air Force insignia. Nice, sharp, crisp. That's nice. Oh, lots of vape. These are great. These are great. I love your backgrounds. These are all great. These are really, really nicely done. Great. These are like, again, Larry Grace would be proud. These are beautiful. Very, very nice. Nice, nice, nice. Wow. Good aviation shots today. That's three we've seen today, and they're all very, very good. Let's see what we have here. Uh-oh. I think this, let me look. Yeah, this is probably the best of the three. But it's okay. This is the best. Got a couple little ducklings or swanlings or large aquatic bird things. This one's okay. This one's not bad. This is a mess. This is just so messy. You do have separation from the background, but all the sticks and everything, and I don't know if it's a mom bringing back some food for the kids, but the kids look adult size. I don't know. They're all sharing a meal. I don't know. It's just kind of a messy shot. And I know you did catch a moment, so I don't want to really super ding you, but it's I'm not loving it. That's okay. This is just based on it's a pretty sky. And yep, it's a pretty sky. And compositionally, I mean, you have a little foreground in there. You've got the water. You've got a boat. You got a beautiful sky. I would kill to put that sky into a more interesting photo. That's an absolutely killer sky. And on the right photo, it would be stunning. And all right, take away the sky. In fact, let's just do that. So, because this whole thing is resting on the sky. Let's just say instead of that sky, what we had was just blue. It's a nothing shot. So your subject isn't the boat and it isn't the water. It's that sky, and the sky is beautiful. But photographically, I mean, anybody standing there looking in that direction would have got this shot. It wasn't nothing. But I do think the other one is pretty decent. Not bad. Not bad. You're getting there. And more of these clean shots and less of that messy shot. Next. Let's see what we got. We got Blue Lion. Oh, that's kind of nice. Huh. This isn't bad. I don't like the color or the contrast or the background being so bright, but it's not bad. These are all pretty good. This one, my goodness, can we get the color? You know what? You know how you guys know Fro Knows Photo, right? He's been a guest here on the grid and stuff. Fro wears this shirt that says, "I shoot raw." I want to make a shirt that says, "Fix your flipping white balance." That's the shirt I got to get. Fix your flipping white balance. Look, go over here. Look, it's blue. Oh, wait. Just drag it over towards yellow. Look at the difference. Why was your lion blue? Come on, people. Fix your white balance. Does it not look blue? Come on. Sheeple, just move that slider towards yellow. Goodness gracious. I think you're having the same problem with this other one over here. I think we got to... I'm not sure, but it doesn't look, the color doesn't look happening. I think maybe bringing it over here would be better. And then that background, let's hit the background and darken it up. So at least they stand out a little bit more. Maybe not lowering the exposure, maybe just lowering the highlights might do it. There you go. And a little color like that might not hurt. It's a nice moment. So I think that's kind of really nice. And maybe a little edge vignette wouldn't hurt. Let's go to, hold on, let me get out of the masking and go to effects. and put a little edge darkening around. I don't need a tutorial. There's a little edge, just a little on the edges. I think you got, yeah, I think it's better all the way around. Just a little bit of tweaking, but I think you're doing pretty good. Of course, the this one's great. However, you know what? It's a little messy in the water, which I know that's like, but it's such a good shot. What if you selected the top half of this right to the water's edge, flipped it upside down, went to free transform and flipped it vertically, and brought this down there? I think that's a stronger shot because this is kind of messy down here. It's realistic. If you wanted to make it not so obvious, you could go filter, blur, and try a motion blur and aim the motion blur straight down and put a little bit more distance on it. See, like that, to where that it's not so direct. Like, watch, here's before, after. It just puts a little movement and looks a little more realistic. And if you had to, you could lower the opacity a little to add some imperfections, like maybe just like that. That looks pretty good. Look at that. Now I'm going to turn it off and turn it on. So you're bringing back a little of the imperfections. So it looks, I think you could straighten that one up pretty nice. But nice job overall. Good job. All right. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to look at some more images. Stu says, thank God they're not all perfect. You learn a lot more from the near misses. And Elisa says, amazing. I learned so much from these critiques. Yay. Thank you, Elisa. All right. And we'll be right back. Don't go away. We're live here on The Grid. Must be.
Hi, I'm Dave Clayton. I'd love you to join me here at Kelby One for my brand new class. And in this class, we are going to cover so much. I'm going to be showing you type tips. We're going to be making brushes out of type. We're going to be putting type round shapes. I'm going to be showing you vintage effects. We're going to be looking at different ways to take your images, select the subjects and put type in front, behind, make movie posters. There's so much in this class that I know you're going to absolutely love. So I'd love you to join me, watch my class, learn a whole bunch of tips about type, and learn to love type as much as I do. And you can catch it here exclusively on kelby1.com.
This segment of The Grid is brought to you by Platypod, the world's most compact tripod base.
Hey, got some comments coming in here. Gregory says, great tips. Kathy says, great work on the elephant photo. Thank you, Kathy. Joseph says, I have to get my wife to change her day off so I can get on the live version more. All right. Well, we're glad to have you here, Joseph. Another Joseph says, thank you, Scott. You're the best with your time to help us. My pleasure. And Paul says, hi from Philly. Fly, Eagles, fly. Go, Birds. Now, Paul, we're big fans of Jalen Hurts here because we are from the, well, we support the University of Alabama. My son and daughter-in-law both graduated from there. So we're all about Roll Tide. And Jalen, of course, was a hero. They should put a statue of Jalen at Alabama for what he did in the championship game and just some other things. He's a fine young man. And Lazio says, I can't wait to meet you in Birmingham. All right, Laszlo. All right, there we go. Oh, I look forward to it. That'll be fun. And Monica's here from British Columbia in Canada. Kathy says she joined late, but she's here to enjoy and learn. And Daryl says, hi from Baltimore. I love these sessions. Thank you, guys. What a nice crowd. I feel bad now. Such a nice audience. And here I'm trashing photos. And here we're going to trash another set. Here we go. Let's take a look. All right. Photographically, they're not bad. But what you've done is captured people doing average everyday things. So what you have is average everyday photos. Jay Mazel, living legend that he is, wrote an amazing book, and it's called Light, Gesture, and Color. And he says for a photo to work, it either has to have great light, something interesting the person's doing, some interesting gesture. So great light, great gesture, great color. And if you can get two of those together, like great light and a great gesture, it's even better. And every once in a while, you'll get the whole gambit. Great light, great gesture, great color, all in one photo. Unfortunately, while these are like pretty well post-processed, is there great light in this photo? Is there great light in this photo of a man looking at a sign? Does that even count as anything interesting? It's like guy looking at a sign. Oh, guy reading a newspaper. That's so unusual. Guy looking at a sign. I've never seen that before. Kids throwing the ball. I mean, they're just three completely just regular shots. Guy's not particularly interesting. This guy's not particularly interesting. The kids, unfortunately, if you just had the one kid without the other kids, you might actually have a shot there. But those bright green shirts are kind of killing it. It's all kind of bright behind him. But they're just all kind of average, everyday shots. They're not bad. They're just not good. They're just okay. Whew. Let's move on. What do we got here? All right, we got some action shots. All right, I like all of these because you can tell the same photographer shot them. Like they have a style and a look, which is good. Now, what's wrong with these? Well, I can tell you what's wrong with this one. I'm going to give you a second. Look at this shot and see if you can figure out what. And no, it's not the stuff on the left, which, yes, they should remove. Absolutely. That the tape and the border, why would you keep that in there? Yeah, that's got to go. Unless you're doing this for like a news report, that's got to go. Got to go. It's a must. The part of the writer that should be in focus is not. When you want a shot like this that shows motion, which kudos to you for showing motion, you've got their butt in focus and you needed their head in focus. So the shot is kind of a wash. Unfortunately, that kills the shot. The part of them you wanted in focus was their face and their helmet and maybe the front of the bike. But unfortunately, the part that's in focus is just the wrong part. Now, can you get rid of this stuff? Yeah, you can. Should you? Yeah, you should. So go get some tool. I'm going to use the spot healing brush. It's not going to be perfect, but I'll get rid of that and that and this. And I think I'd get rid of that over there too. But Scott, those are on the course. I know. I'm trying to make a good shot. I'm not doing reportage. So let's take a look at the difference. Tell me if you think the shot was better with this stuff in it. Or is it better without it? Hang on. This whole thing came undocked, unfortunately. Was it better with it or without it? I would pose it. I think it's better without it. All right. But that's up to you. All right. So that's, but still, I don't want to kick this photographer because I think they're doing some good stuff here. The next shot, this one's pretty interesting. right? You got a good expression. I might put a little more light in his face. And he's in the shadows and his shirt kind of looks a little bluish. I think I might fix that, but that's kind of... And this is good, except for why aren't the wheels spinning? Now, you are somewhat helped by the fact that there it looks like motion because of this. But did he hit the brakes here and that's why this stuff is up? Or is he going? If you were panning with a slow shutter speed, he would be in focus and his wheels would be spinning. So that would help. Now, there's a tool in Photoshop, a filter in Photoshop that will let you add spin to the wheels. And what's it called? Hang on. Let me open it in Photoshop. It's called, well, first you would select the whole wheel, and you're going to have, this is not going to be easy, but you're going to select the whole wheel and that selection's not happening, right? So then you're going to have to go to transform selection. So it's free transform, but for a selection, you're going to have to make it fit that wheel. Something like that-ish. All right, you have that. Then you're going to get the quick select tool, hold the option key, and you're going to remove the center of that thing and the post. I don't know what that thing's called. Okay. Now you got to make it spin. Filter. Blur gallery. And I think it's called spin blur. Is it called spin blur? Yeah, spin blur. And let's see if anything spinning? Why is it spinning? It's on. Well, you know, let's do this. It says it's just not working. Oh, apply the blur. Yeah, please. That didn't look like anything. All right, let's try this. Maybe this is what the problem is. I don't use this all the time, as you can see. Let's just kind of select this. This is just to see why isn't it working. Let's go filter, blur, spin blur. Where is it? Blur gallery, spin blur. And it's not working at all. I don't see any spin. Usually it works really well. I don't see any spin or anything. So I don't know why it's not working. It should be making it look like the wheels are spinning. That's what the thing does. So unfortunately, my copy, even when I click OK, nothing. I don't know why. It's for another day to figure out why Photoshop filter doesn't work. But overall, I like what that photographer was doing. Just a few more. Uh-oh. Is it break time again, or it can't be break time again? Oh, credit. It's break time again. We just have four more. So stick around. We'll be right back. We got four more to go.
Hello, my name is Dave DeBearmaker, and I'm a toy photographer from North Carolina, and I'm excited to share with you my new class on exercising creativity. Creativity is a flow that leads us from the initial idea all the way to the final image. So we're going to cover exercises and how to be more proficient at how to use your camera, and how to get those ideas anyways, as well as narrowing those ideas down and focusing them to get the best shots that you possibly can. When you finish this course, you'll be armed with techniques to flex your own creativity and make the most out of your own creative efforts. So please check out my class, only here on Kelby One.
I am a portrait and wedding photographer based in Valencia, Spain.
I do mainly commercial and editorial photography, and I retouch up to 100 photos a month.
We shoot almost every day for all kinds of clients, such as commercial, beauty, and fashion. And we retouch our work more often, like every other day.
I used to spend over 1 hour for one photo.
If we want professional results, we must remove skin blemishes, do micro dodge and burn, highlight eyes, whiten teeth, and even reduce wrinkles in clothes. And this can easily take me up to 2 hours of work for each photo.
So when I saw that there's a plugin for Photoshop that helps you retouch quicker, I was eager to get my hands on it.
I read many feedbacks about it, and I found a lot of positive reviews, which made me to consider buying my first plugin.
One of the challenges we have at the end of a session or wedding is to achieve an edition in our photograph that looks natural. This is where retouch for me has become a game changer.
I love the feature that you can pick how much effect it has on your photo, and you can adjust it accordingly to your style.
I saved a lot of time and always end up having amazing results with my work.
I am extremely happy with the quality.
Now, I am more efficient and have more time to spare with my family.
This segment of The Grid is brought to you by B&H Photo, the professional source since 1973.
Welcome back, everybody. Comment here from Ann. It says, never feel bad for teaching us what we're all striving to learn, which is why I watch you every week. I know, but I feel bad, Ann. I feel bad, right? I want to encourage people, but the whole idea behind the blind critiques is, since nobody else will tell you the truth, we do. It's not always fun, I can tell you. And we get some nasty letters. Woo! Doug says, only four more. The show's going by too quickly. I don't think that's ever been said. I think that's the first time, Doug, anyone's ever said that sentence. And then Cammie's saying hi from sunny Southern Carolina. All right. We're going to look at these four. We got some prizes coming up. And then let's go. Here, let's see what we got. All right. Looks like a vacation photo. Could be St. Armand Circle. It's a dirty alley with a bunch of dumpsters. And some kids playing the beach. It looks like you had a nice vacation. But we asked you to send in three of your best photos. I don't know. Just making them black and white doesn't make them art. Yeah, these literally look like vacation photos. They're not bad vacation photos, but I mean, like, I gotta ask you, what are you seeing here that I wouldn't see? And I'm seeing a row of dumpsters. Like, did you think, you know what would probably look good? A row of dumpsters. No? I don't know. These are just, they're kind of snapshots. Two vacation photos that are, you know, look like you were on vacation, and then the dumpster shot. I'm not feeling a lot of love here. I think you need to find more interesting subjects. Your black and white conversions aren't bad, but they literally look like I'm on vacation. I took out my phone, I took a shot, and that was it. So, let's see. All right, let's see what we have here. Oh, no, that's nice. That's very interesting. That's nice. Pretty. Oh, that's nice. Foggy. Foggy Bridge, probably out in California, Pacific Coast Highway or something. It's nice. I like that. Ooh, no, I like this, but I tell you what. You asked sky replaced. Is it okay or too much? I like the sky. What I don't like is two trees. If we can get rid of one of these trees, I think we got a killer shot, because there's this thing in composition called the rule of odds. It actually is a compositional rule. It's not a law, but it's a rule that one tree is good, three trees is good, five trees is bad, two is bad, four is bad. Even numbers are bad. But what if we could get rid of one of those trees? Now, I tend to think we would get rid of the, I like your sky. I think I would, and I wouldn't have known it was a sky replacement if you didn't tell me. I would think we would get rid of the sky on the right. The tree on the right. I'm saying sky. I keep meaning tree. I'm sorry. I think you probably figured that out. But two trees is dead. Good sky, bad trees. Good tree, but it's just too many. Let's see what this does. This is generative fill here. There you go. See, that's a much stronger picture with just one. Now it's a little bright back here, right? Let's go see if there's a better version. It's not so bright. That one right there. There you go. I don't know. I think you got something there. Now you do have a little glow around the tree. There's like a little white glow. And the way to get rid of that is you get the rubber stamp tool. You switch the blend mode up here to darken. And then maybe lower the opacity to 50% or something. What you're going to do, am I on? Oh, okay. You're going to go over here in these. So when you switch it to darken, it says only affect pixels that are lighter than where I click. So that way you can go right along the edge and get rid of that white glow. We might have to go up to 100% here to get rid of that glow. Because you can paint right in between the trees and everything and it won't erase them. See what I mean? How you get right in there. So same thing over here. It's just a little, it's a little glowy, Chloe. Get rid of the glow. Same thing over here. And it won't erase the tree because you chose that darken mode. Says only affect pixels that are lighter. And that kind of does help there. It's not a perfect job. I did it kind of quickly. But let's go back and look before I did it. So look at the glow. See the glow? No glow. Glow. And then no glow. I'm telling you, I think it's a pretty good shot. I think you get rid of that. You might have more sky than you need, but just a little. But I like it. I like it a lot. I think you're rocking it. All right, that was that one. And we saw the others, right? The others were good. Good, good. Yeah. I think you're doing really well. I think it's good stuff. All right, two more. Well, that's pretty. Uh-oh. I would say do a lot more of this. This is beautiful. This is all bad. Number one, of course, it looks like she's dead. Right? You have the flowers. She's being buried with her favorite bear. And maybe that's what you're going for, but she's being buried in the woods, but not in a grave. I don't know. This is kind of bad. Just her, you got her in dappled light. So it's not flattering. It's not a flattering pose. It's not a flattering angle. It's nothing. There's nothing good happening here. Whew. That's rough. Bad light, bad pose, unflattering angle, creepy death scene. I don't know. And I don't know what's going on here. It looks like an interesting guy and an interesting shot could be made of him. Now, I don't know if he was just acting crazy and you got a picture or you worked with him as a portrait subject. He looks like he would make a very interesting portrait subject. However, it's a weird shot. It's just, I don't know. Actually, I think I might like this one better without him in it at all. I kind of like what you did up at the top of it. So, let's test this theory, shall we? And rarely do I think someone, especially just one person, is messing up the shot. Let's go select subject. Oh, it selected a little too much. We don't need this stuff up here. Then, whoops, I went a little too far. Let's get rid of that and that. And then, oh, it missed his arm too. Wow, lame. Get his arm. Oh, that's not a very good selection, but I'm just going to do it quickly. Then we're going to expand by 20 pixels. So we say modify, expand by 20 pixels. This will help generative fill do its thing. Then we hit generative fill and just hit generate. You don't have to type anything in. Remember, if you want to erase something, don't type anything in that text box. Don't say erase guy or anything like that. Let's see what happens. There you go. left his shadow, though. That's kind of interesting. I don't know. I think it's a better shot without him. All right. One more. Here we go. Let's see what we got for the last one. Oh, that's good. Great. You got a great character there. Great character and a great pose. Not a bad character and a bad pose. Not bad. What happened here? You were really on to something. And then... I don't know. It's a weird pose. It looks super, super posed. Like... mega pose. The lighting's not bad. Your lighting's fine. It just looks... the whole thing just looks a bit awkward. It just looks... I think maybe the background is not awesome. The lighting is good. Your lighting is... your light's happening. It's just an awkward shot. I don't know what to think about it. She's not connecting with the camera. She's not looking just off. It's a full length shot. It looks like you shot it from a decent angle. There's like a lot of technical things right with it, but it just, the whole thing looks awkward. It's hard to, this one's good. Now you're using a very flat style of post-processing, which is fine. I really like what you're doing there and there. Man, you should do the same thing with her. I think you got a good subject there. Right, if you could apply that same look to them, to her, I think you might have something really great. But it's just, I'm sorry, it's just kind of weird. Okay, and that wraps up this one. Let's look at some prize winners because we got them. Here are some prize winners. Teresa, you won the How Do I Do That in Photoshop book. Josh Hill, congratulations, you won the Photoshop book for digital photographers. Platypod handle goes to Tony Mitchell. The V-Flat goes to Jim Bratton. On One No Noise 2023 goes to Kevin McClish. Retouch for Me Skin Tone goes to Deb Hildreth Pisark. Sorry if I said that wrong, Deb. The Slick Pick 1 Year Classic Gallery Plan goes to Elizabeth Whitcomb. How do you get these prizes? I don't know. Drive to our offices? No. You're going to email... this email address, gridprize, one word, gridprize@kelby1.com. We'll verify that you're really the person that won. We'll get your address and all that stuff. In fact, just send your address in when you send the email, and we'll ship the goodies or give you the download links or whatever is necessary. But thank you very much for entering. We give away a lot of cool stuff, more than we should, to be quite honest with you. Anyway, thank you for everybody who sent in images. I know it's not easy. I know it's not. I know it's not easy hearing critiques that are not what you were hoping to hear. But the whole idea is that from the very beginning, like we said, we try to give you an honest critique. What would I tell somebody that asked me and they're like, no, be honest? Well, that's what I would tell them. Yeah, these need some work, or these are great. We had some great shots today. We had some shots that need some work. Nothing terrible today, but we had some shots that definitely need some work. But that's okay. That's what this is all about. This is a journey. Hopefully we keep getting better. I'm going to try to get better Friday night in Birmingham on the cold and rainy sidelines of a rugby match. But I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of friends in the UK. And I hope to see you there this weekend. I'll be there Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Photography Show in the UK. Take care, everybody. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you. I'll be back next Wednesday. I'll have gotten back on Tuesday. We'll see you next week. Take care.